AP News, I'm Hayao Juani. A jury has convicted a movie weapons supervisor of involuntary manslaughter today in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer by actor Alec Baldwin during a rehearsal on the set of the Western movie Rust. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has endorsed Donald Trump for president.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. But we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation, not even for one night.
After a recent spate of high-profile assaults on New York City subways, New York Governor Kathy Hochul is beefing up security, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says that she will deploy 750 members of the National Guard and 250 state troopers and transit officers to help the New York Police Department check bags at the subway entrances to better protect those in the subway system.
They shouldn't worry about whether someone's going to brandish a knife or gun.
The governor's security plan also includes a legislative proposal to ban people from trains for 3 years if they are convicted of assaulting a subway passenger.
Anyone looking to do harm or spread fear on our subways, you will be caught, plain and simple. There will be consequences. This has to end. New Yorkers deserve no less.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says that Republicans have to be realistic about what they can achieve in such a closely divided government.
We're not going to get everything that we want. We want to cut spending. We want to limit the size and scope of the federal government. The reality right now is we have divided government. We have a two-vote majority, one of the smallest in history.
This is AP News. The chairman of the Federal Reserve told lawmakers the Fed is likely to cut key interest rates this year.
The committee does not expect that it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
Jerome Powell spoke before the House Financial Services Committee on the first of 2 days of semi-annual testimony to Congress.
Reducing policy restraint too soon or too much could result in a reversal of progress we've seen in inflation.
Powell said there were risks associated with the timing of a rate cut.
Too late or too little could unduly weaken economic activity and employment.
Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry is the committee chairman.
People are still paying more for the basics of life.
McHenry said he considers Powell to be a steady hand and urged him to resist political pressure.
Instead of working to solve the underlying issues causing high prices, the administration has played the blame game, citing corporate greed and so-called shrinkflation.
Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Hayao Juani, AP News.